not saying that public sector shouldn't be the driver and the accountable body for it, but it's just being pragmatic that the public sector can't do this alone. Even if you just look at the dollar size need for being able to put in place a solution. And so one is that there's just not enough resources. We've got public sector strapped budgets as it is and a lot of competing needs. Even if this is the most priority need of a city or town, there still isn't enough resources to be able to do that, let alone all the competing needs, whether it's health, education, all the different services that the public sector has to provide. And then second of all, there is private investment capital that not only is interested in helping, but wants to help. There's actually a lot of capital, and this is thanks to the rise of the impact investing trend, people who want to put their capital to work. And yes, ideally they want a financial return, but if they get a social and environmental return from it and don't necessarily get the financial return, they're still happy. And so it's tapping into that interest and demand from the private sector to help you meet the need as a public sector agent. The federal government still has to lead the way. They are the responsible party. They are the accountable party. They're collecting tax revenue, whether it's the federal government or the local government, saying we are going to provide these services to you. So they are still responsible. This is just giving them a path to be able to get there.